RadioMD.com. It's health delivered daily. Melanie Coles, Health Radio.
I want to talk more today about blood pressure because it's such an important measure of how our bodies are responding to what's going on inside. Blood pressure is the force exerted on the artery walls while blood is flowing through them. The heart, you know, is a pump. It's a muscle. So it pushes out blood. As blood goes through the heart into the lungs, gets oxygenated, comes back through, it pushes out arteries away into the arteries where the blood goes to the rest of the body for whatever we need it for, to transport oxygen and iron and all the things the blood does. So during that away phase, that's the systolic phase, that's the heart at work. It's pumping, it's pushing. So the pressure in those arteries along those walls is at its highest. So if your heart is a very efficient machine and it's pumping very well, then the pressure generally is not going to be very high. You know, these are, you've heard those numbers, 120 over 80, 140 over 90. You've heard all these numbers bantered about. Maybe you even check your blood pressure on a pretty regular basis, but it's something to keep track of because things like sodium, cholesterol, plaques in the arteries, atherosclerosis, the hardening of those walls of the arteries, make those walls harder to let the blood flow through. So the pressure, the heart is pushing harder to get that blood so that it flows through. So then your pressure is raised. That's exactly what it is. Diastolic, that lower number, is the relaxing phase of the heart. It's when it's sucking blood back into it. So the arteries are not so stressed out. Blood is coming back through the veins, back up into the heart to be reoxygenated and pushed back through the body. So what blood pressure really is that pressure in millimeters of mercury. So when you hear that number, you'll know what that means a little, and you want to keep track of your numbers. Now, it's a fact that exercise raises blood pressure while you do it. Not something to concern yourself with. But as a result, one bout of exercise can lower your systolic blood pressure for up to 4 hours. For 4 hours, one bout of exercise. So that's something to note as well, and you want to watch those numbers. Know your numbers. That's really the best health advocacy information I can give you. Diastolic shouldn't change that much. So if it does, call your doctor right away. That's my little disclaimer here. It will change, but it shouldn't change big like systolic does. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned for more show.